Good day. My name is Grant Patterson. I'm here with Tom Dercola, and we're chatting with Gladys Nielsen, who is the former chairperson of the Canadian Hard of Hearing Association, Manitoba chapter, and she's also serving on the Canadian Hard of Hearing National Board. Welcome to CJNU.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to have you here this morning. Now, you are living with a profound hearing loss at this point, and you have a cochlear implant.
Yes, I do, on the right side only.
Okay, and that has allowed you to rejoin the world of the hearing, as it were?
Yes, I got my life back.
Good deal. And we'll let Tom talk a little bit. What kind of work have you done with the Hard of Hearing Association over the years?
Oh, my. I've been around 30 years and more. So basically, I started off just being invited to come on the board. And then I got really involved with some of the access programs because I didn't understand why I was losing my hearing, and I thought it was important for other people to know that there was the way that there were hearing aids, and by coming to classes that we could help them to come to terms with their hearing loss and also feel more confident in the hearing world. Because we were caught. We couldn't hear. We couldn't sign. We needed to find a way.
Right. It really is. You were talking about hearing loss in your 30s, and it changed your life completely.
Oh, yes, indeed. It just, at one point, didn't seem too bad because I got one hearing aid, and I went off on a trip to Europe, and I managed, and I came home, and I thought, maybe the doctor's right. Maybe I need two. So I got the second one, and then it just kept going down every time I went for testing. So it was affecting my work. It was affecting my family. It was just like, why is this happening? And so even with the two hearing aids, I was still struggling. And I knew that somewhere along the line, even with all the good things with lip reading or speech reading, as we call it, with all the support I was getting, it just wasn't enough. I just became very stressed.
I'm sure. Yeah. And the COVID season with the masks has really been a heavy impact. Insert bad words here.
Very, very stressful. Yeah,
yes.
It's been a challenge, yeah.
Yeah. Tom?
Gladys, you received your cochlear implant in your 30s.
No, 40.
That's somewhat unusual, but the cochlear implant has impacted your life in positive ways.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
What would be some of the changes that are part of that positivity?
Well, I could hear the birds again was one of the first things I noticed when I was in Toronto, of course, when all that was happening. And I could hear my mom's voice again, which I hadn't been able to do for a long time. I had a little granddaughter, and all of a sudden, I could hear her. She was pulling my pants to get my attention before, because I didn't even know sometimes that she was talking to me. And then, of course, we had a wedding in the family, so then I was like, the doctor says to me, why is this so important to you? And I said, because I want to hear it that wedding. Yeah. And sure enough, I did.
Wonderful.
That's really interesting about the nature part and being able to hear the sounds of nature once again. And I agree with you 100% on that one. Before this, people would be maybe stamping their feet to get your attention, waving, writing notes.
Exactly.
Look at me, that kind of thing.
Well, I had to train the staff that I worked with because, you know, many times people would come in and I wasn't ignoring them. I just didn't hear them. Mm-hmm. And so before I got the implant, I did have to stop working full time. I couldn't manage the workload. I couldn't manage the phone anymore. So that was really, really hard.
You have a piece of music you want to share with us today, and it's a very special one. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about this.
Well, when I was working out in Oak Bank, I got to know the Foster Martin Band, and of course Ray and Lyle were the ones who started that band, and I remember them coming into the credit union, and we chatted away, and then they knew that I was losing my hearing. I mean, it was a lot of people realized that there was a problem. So after I'd stopped working and then got involved with the association because I had more time, I went back and talked to them, and I said, you know, your music is so beautiful. And they said, we'll see what we can do. And the next thing I knew, they produced this for us to help the association, but also to recognize that, you know, some of these things that are put to music become a little easier. You can dance to it, you can listen to it, you can follow along, you know, look at me.
So.
And so, yes, it was very emotional.
The Foster Martin Band, and the name of the song is?
I Can See What You Mean.
Wonderful. Let's listen.
Like a whisper in the night, a little too far away, I may not hear everything you say. Just look at me, and I can see what you mean. You don't have to be sad, there's no need to turn away. I'm just like you, I got something to say. Just look at me, and I can see what you mean. A smiling face, a wink of an eye, a warm embrace I feel inside. The touch of your hand, the music you hear, I feel it now, so perfectly clear. Just look at me, and I can see what you mean. Like a smile on your face, or a soft, gentle touch, the words that you say mean oh so much. Just look at me, and I can see what you mean. A smiling face, a wink of an eye, a warm embrace I feel inside. The touch of your hand, the music you hear, I feel it now, so perfectly clear. Just look at me, and I can see what you mean. Just look at me, and I can see what you mean.
Grant Patterson back again with Gladys Nielsen, Tom Dercola. Gladys, what's the contact information for the Hard of Hearing Association?
The phone number is 204-975-3037. The email is chhamanitoba@outlook.com. The website, chha-mb.ca.
Wonderful. And Gladys, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure meeting you on the radio.
Thank you.